Do you support the calls made by Bradley Wiggins for helmets, iPods and phones to be banned?
No, I mean, you know, Bradley is an amazing rider and it was fantastic to see him ride both in the Olympics and in the Tour de France. I mean, he really stunning performances. But on this, he's not right. He actually said some other things. He said, for example, that cyclists should wear lights at night, and that's absolutely right. That is already the law, and I hope the police do more to enforce that. But on cycle helmets, he really, unfortunately, is wrong in what he says. There's a lot of evidence that shows that having compulsory helmet laws means that fewer people cycle. And that actually means that you get more accidents, as well as the fact that because people are less fit, you get a large number of deaths from heart attacks and various other things like that.
Do you really believe that people don't get their wouldn't get their bike out if a helmet was compulsory? Do you really believe it?
Absolutely, because there have been lots of studies looking at places around the world where they have introduced compulsory helmet laws. Australia is the classic example, where they introduced compulsory helmet laws and they saw a very significant decline in the number of people cycling, particularly children. But it's not the established cyclists who wouldn't get the helmet out. It's the people who are trying to work out, how am I going to get to work? I've just got a job. How do I get to school? How do I do when I've changed something? And they say, oh, I could get a bike, but I'd also have to have a helmet. It means that people find it harder to do. It's harder to use a hire bike. You couldn't have a sort of Boris bike scheme, which they have in Australia. They've had problems because there aren't helmets available, so people have to carry their own helmets if they think they might want to use a bike. So the evidence is actually really, really clear that in places where they have introduced compulsory helmet rules, they've seen a reduction in people cycling. What they haven't seen is a reduction in serious incidents.
Headway say, however, that people should always wear a helmet, and they are an organisation who have to deal with people who've had an accident, not necessarily exclusively on a bicycle, but they are the experts, and they say helmets should be worn.
Firstly, there's a big difference between whether people choose to wear a helmet or whether you have a compulsory rule to make people do it. But the key point is that cycling is actually a fairly safe thing to do. Even in London, which is one of the busiest areas, there's about one death for every 6 million journeys. That's incredibly low, and people should go out and cycle. Now, there are various estimates of how many lives might be saved from wearing helmets, but they're small numbers. The best estimate is something like 12. Now, those are 12 important things, and people can choose. But actually, cyclists are much more likely to be injured, not through head injuries. If you look at the death yesterday, which caused Bradley Wiggins to make his comments, what happened there was a heavy goods vehicle that essentially just ran over him and went over his abdomen. And rode straight over the bike. There's no way a helmet would help. And actually what we need to be concentrating on is better training for cyclists and for drivers, better sensors on the big heavy goods vehicles that are responsible for a huge number of the accidents, and better infrastructure around the country.